Welcome to the Book More Clients Photography Podcast. You can stop spending hours on Google and YouTube because you just found your number one resource for growing a profitable and sustainable photography business. Hi, I'm Brooke Jefferson. I'm a believer, wife, mama to two, and Oklahoma family photographer. I left the classroom in 2018 to pursue my photography career full-time. Now, I'm here to help you do the same. In this podcast, we're covering the most asked about topics, including pricing, marketing, client experience, and all things systems and workflows. You won't find any fluff or BS here, just tried and true strategy. Are you ready? Grab your kids some snacks and charge those camera batteries. It's time to jump in. Brittany, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Will you just tell everyone who you are and a little bit about your photography business?
Hello, my name is Brittany, Brittany Renee Photography, because no one can pronounce my last name. So that's where we're at. I have been in photography for, I want to say 12 years. I don't know. I've kind of lost count. 2009 was when I started. And I am mostly family and newborns. I majorly niche because of Brooke and her blueprint. So niching, I know you love the niche, and I did it, and I would never look back. And I have three kids, 9, 6, 4. I always forget their ages. There's a lot of them. I feel like once you have one, you just forget all their birthdays, and that's okay. I don't hold that against my mom anymore. And I forgot what else.
It's okay. Where do you live?
Oh, I am in the Dallas area, though I've never met Brooke in person. I feel like we're just really close to each other. We should meet somewhere halfway sometime, but I'm in the Dallas area, born, raised, moved a couple other places. I actually started my photography journey in Hawaii, which was really cool. So I have some terrible photos that I wish I would have been better at the time, but oh well.
That is so fun. That's so fun. We will definitely meet up. I promise we're going to make it happen. I mean, we're literally 4 hours apart. There's really no excuse at this point. So we'll have to meet up for sure. Okay. So the other side of your business, though, is you're stepping into education and coaching. So tell us a little bit about that as well.
I stepped into coaching a couple years ago, and I feel like a lot of times when people, you hit a certain point in your photography business, you're like, okay, now it's time to teach people, right? By the way, making money is not a good reason to get into coaching or education for photographers, because I've made very little money. But working with Brooke over the last couple of years, you've helped me a lot. Again, even in coaching, you made me niche. And through that, we kind of created this 15-hour work week idea for photographers, and it's kind of grown and grown and grown and snowballed until we got to this point where I was finding that photographers, they have the marketing, or they're learning the marketing, and they have the creativity, but there's this missing link somewhere in between there to connect the two of that. And that is time management. So I thought, okay, what is a good way to teach people time management? And so I decided to create a planner this last year, and it's been a whirlwind. I should have started doing this like 6 months before I started, but I started in June, and it's launched, and it's absolutely insane that I've actually gotten this like off the ground as fast as I did. But here we are. It is alive.
Yes. I'm so excited. We are definitely going to be talking about your planner here in just a little bit, but the reason I asked you what kind of coaching you did is because it absolutely relates to what we're going to talk about today. And one of the biggest hurdles I see with photographers, I mean, really anyone, but especially our mama photographers, is that they just have no idea how to get it all done. And they don't understand how to work on their business. And when they do, they feel guilty, like they're supposed to be playing with their kids or doing laundry or something else. And I feel like it's a learning curve. So out of curiosity, do you consider yourself to be naturally organized and a time blocking type person?
0%. I am I have ADHD. I am a right brain. I'm type B. I'm naturally messy. I mean, there was a one point in high school that I stopped using my own bathroom because it was so messy. So I started using my mom's. She didn't care for that very much. But I mean, that's just like the kind of person I am. I'm very disorganized and I'm free flowing. And you can't run a business like that is what I was finding.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your background in being in the space of not being naturally organized as a photographer and a wife and a mom. You know, what did it look like before you kind of had to have that heart to heart with yourself? And then what did it look like after?
So to give you a little bit of background, I did Brooke's blueprint because I was like, I need to learn how to market. I need to learn how to do all these things. I was already kind of an established photographer when I joined your blueprint program. So, but you kind of created a plan, helped me create a plan and organization in that. Okay. But then it was like, okay, well, I have all these things to do. I have to blog. I have to do my website. I have to do this. I have to do that. And I was completely overwhelmed at the time. So I remember, I think it was 2022. You were doing those weekly coaching calls or bi-weekly or something. And I hopped on to do the coaching call. My kids were off school for some reason. I don't even know why they were off school, but they were, one of those just random days. And I was like, go outside and play for 15 minutes. 15 minutes is all I need. And of course, as soon as like I'm getting ready to go on the call, they're coming in, they're needing me. And I broke down. I'm literally sobbing and I'm about to have to get on this call. By the way, it's a video call with a bunch of other photographers on there. And my face is red and puffy and blotchy. And I'm like, it could not have come at a more perfect time, that call, because I was like, I don't know how to do all of this in the time that my kids go to bed until the time I need to go to bed, because I have to be in bed on time. And then otherwise I'm crabby. And I also have to get my house cleaned. And it was just like, it was a lot of emotion. And the thing that you told me to do was basically create a nighttime routine and put my kitchen to bed. By the way, doing the kitchen to bed while my kids were awake was like a game changer. Like, why did I not think that I could do this while they were awake? Because it's totally possible. Now it's like second nature, which is really cool. But anyways, so that was like the pivotal moment. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do this routine thing. And one thing led to another, one thing led to another. And I went from just creating evening routines to a morning routine. And then I went to time blocking, and I went from not being able to run one photography business to having a podcast, having a t-shirt business, and creating a planner. So I'm running four businesses now, and I am far less overwhelmed than the days when I was trying to do that one thing. And it's all because of routines and time blocking and just getting my crap together.
Yeah. And your presence is so different. I know listeners are not going to, you know, pick that up, but because I have known you for so long, I've seen you on video call after video call. I mean, just your demeanor is different. You can see stress and anguish and frustration on people's faces. And now it's like, I mean, your bed's made. I'm just like looking at behind you and it's like,
wait, there's no sheets under that bed, by the way. I only pulled it because we're like, I took the sheets off to wash them. And then, so, you know, I'm like this much put together. All right. Like,
I love it. That's so good. But you know what? It comes off like everything is, you know, going great. One thing that you brought up was this idea of a routine. And I also want to say, like, I can't take credit for what I told you, because I was just immersing myself in the culture of decluttering and learning how to systematize and all of that. And then again, as you learn things, you take it for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you tweak everything. And so I'm just repeating like what I'm doing in my own life. And I even see the difference. And I consider myself to be naturally organized. So that's kind of cool that you got two perspectives going here. But I still found myself getting overwhelmed with everything. And it's the routines that saved me. I mean, I, as a podcaster, there are seven different titles that have already flashed through my head of what we could call this, you know, and it's routines. Routines save you. So how long did it take you to really start establishing a routine? And you said you started with like a nighttime routine. So just kind of walk us through, what were you not doing that you then decided from that day on that call, okay, I'm going to try this because I'm like desperate at this point, right? What did you do?
like I said, I'm not a very organized, naturally organized person. I never thought routines were going to be a part of my life. I was like, I'm a free flowing creative thinker. That's just who I am, right? Like, you can't put me in a box. So the fact that I was like, okay, I'm going to do this routine thing was huge. And it wasn't big. It was just a little thing. It was right after dinner, I'm going to clean the kitchen and start the dishwasher. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to come down to a clean kitchen in the morning. And then that way, after the kids went to bed around 8, I had 2 hours to do whatever work I needed to do because, you know, I had kids home with me. I had, at least my daughter was home with me all day. And then my boys were in school, but she was home with me. So it was really hard to get anything done during the day. So just that one tiny little thing. And then I kind of added in, you know, a bedtime and shutting my phone off at a certain time. And then every couple of weeks, I was like, I can do a little bit more. It was like, I was leaving myself these little nuggets to kind of follow. And something that is important about routines, if you don't know, it actually reduces your anxiety and it helps you reduce decision-making, right? And so you ever go to bed at night and you're like, I'm just exhausted and I really didn't do a lot, but I had to think a lot. You know that feeling like your brain is just like tired? Mm-hmm. It's because you probably had to make a lot of decisions throughout the day. So if you can take these extra decisions that you don't have to make and just put them into a routine so you don't have to think about it, your brain is going to function a lot better. And so that's what started happening. And then I was like, okay, I got an evening routine down. Maybe I can start a morning routine now. And so I started doing the same thing. Little bits of this morning routine started coming into play. And now, Brooke, this is huge. In the mornings, on school days, okay, I have 15 minutes in the morning that I can sit and drink coffee before I take the kids to school. Like, that is wild, right? Like, my coffee is not cold. That's like, I know moms are always like, I gotta warm up my coffee again for the 15th time. No, I will not. I hate microwave coffee, okay? Big passion here. I love fresh coffee. So that was a big thing to be able to sit down and just drink my coffee in the morning because I have my evening routine. So that makes my mornings smoother.
Oh my goodness. I love this so much. And here's the importance, you know, this is a photography business podcast. And so it's like, what does that matter? And I just want to give a parallel because this is like the backbone to you being productive. This is it. It's right here. So for those of you that are like, man, I just don't have enough time. I just can't work. I have so many projects, that long to-do list, whether that's in your home or in your business, you know, and you don't know what to do. That's why we're doing this episode. And the thing is that just like I teach everyone business systems and routines in business and automations, you can do the very same thing in your house and it will literally free you up hours that you had no idea you could free up. Okay. So again, we won't go down all the rabbit trails. Brittany has a podcast that you can absolutely listen to. So tell us about your podcast really quickly, because I know some people are going to be like, I need more of this. So what's your podcast called?
My podcast is called Capture the Chaos because my life is chaos. And it's for photographers and it focuses on time management for photographers running their own business. So yes, we do talk about a little bit of business because, you know, you got to be able to automate things in order to save time. So anything that goes into this idea of running your business and your life more smoothly and effectively, that's kind of what we talk about over there. And
yes. Lots of gold. Lots of gold. Okay, really quickly, before we transition into talking about your amazing photography planner, for the skeptical mamas out there that are like, okay, I hear you. I can try it, or I've tried something similar. It's not working. You know, they're just in this negative mindset. They're feeling very skeptical about what we're talking about. Is it possible for them to experience, you know, the routines and the time management in a real and tangible way that will impact their life and business?
I've been skeptical too. Like I started off skeptical and it wasn't until the point where I hit rock bottom in my life and my business that I started implementing it. Right. And I don't want anyone else to have to hit that rock bottom point. You are a photographer because probably, I'm just guessing, you're probably a photographer because you want to be able to spend time with your kids, right? Like, you don't want to work a corporate job where you're there 9 to 5 is my guess. Well, at least that's what it was for me. I wanted to have more time. So you don't need to be, one, there's two sides of that. One, you don't need to be spending all your time working when you could be spending time with your babies. And two, you've got to actually put in time into your business and building it. Otherwise, you're not going to have anything, right? So I famously was a person who says, you know, I don't want to do something when I don't want to do it. I can't wake up and be like, oh, today's blogging day. I have to start working on a blog. I don't want to do that. Or sometimes I'm so tired and I'm exhausted at the end of the night where I'm like, I just don't want to make lunches for tomorrow and make the coffee or clean my house. But what I do know after lots of practice is that routines are not here to make my life harder. Time blocking is not here to make my life harder. It's all of this is here to make my life easier. And yeah, sometimes in the moment, it's not fun to like, I'm exhausted at the end of the day. I don't want to get up and do these things, but I know tomorrow, if I want my hot coffee, I better go do it. And so it's no one else is making me do this. No one is sitting over my shoulder and be like, Brittany, if you don't do this, things are going to be a mess tomorrow. I have to do it. I have to implement these things in order for my life to be better, right? So if you want to have a balanced life or have better time management or make time to run your business, then you have to make time to do those things. No one else is going to do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's so good. We are so good at giving excuses. I see it every single day. I just see the pushback, and it's about every subject under the sun as a photographer. And so really, you know, Brittany in a very nice way is saying, cut your crap, stop with the excuses, and you're going to have to start making yourself do stuff. That's the discipline, right? That's the discipline of it. It really is life-changing. And I love it. And what I love even more about this topic is that now you have a physical product to help us in this area. So, okay, first I have to know, what made you come up with the idea to do this? And then how in the world did you get it done so fast?
Okay. This was a God download. There is no other like explanation. I was sitting in my chair and I was looking at, print on demand things, like, just because it's 2023 was a hard year, right? Like 2023 was a hard year. And so I was like, I gotta find other ways to make some money because photography is not cutting it right now. At that time, it was like a really low thing. But anyways, and then I don't know, God was like, this is what you're gonna do. By the way, my planner has not made me any money yet. Okay. So like, this is from the goodness of my heart at this point in time. Hopefully eventually it will make me money, but it's just so funny how it went from I gotta make some money to you're going to do this huge thing. I did not want to print a physical planner. I wanted it to be like a print on demand thing, so I didn't have to keep product and like deal with shipping. But God, oh man, he was like, no, this is what you're going to do. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to do it. So that's, and then how did I get it done so fast? Well, there is the queen of planners is Polly Payne. And I pushed back so hard on taking her course. A lot of times we don't want to spend money, right? Because spending money is scary, especially when you don't know what you're going to get out of it. But I am so glad that I ended up signing up for her course, because the day that I signed up for her course, I saved myself $15,000 by signing up for her course. Okay. So it was well worth it. And I think the course is only like $1,000 or $2,000, honestly. So like, that's a lot of money saved. Okay. So Polly Payne saved my life. So if you ever, you know, want to print something, she's the girl. But anyways, that's a long-winded answer for that.
No, I love it. That's awesome. And yeah, I saw that you took Polly's course and she's just amazing. And I love that you brought up, this is a side little note here. I love that you brought up that, you know, investing / spending money it's always scary. It doesn't matter if it's a $500 course or a $2,000 program or whatever it is. You know, we look into things because we want an outcome. We want a result. And when you're, you know, standing at the doors going, should I do this or should I not? Right. I think it's just so important, you know, to validate that it's always going to feel like stretch. It's always going to feel scary. But goodness gracious, it seems like the last two things you've invested in have really paid off for you is what we're hearing. So that is amazing. I love it. So your planner, tell us a little bit about what is it, who is it for, and what is some of the goodness we're going to find inside?
So it started off being a planner for photographers, but as things progressed, I realized that it wasn't just for photographers. It's for creative business owners in general. And I say creative business owners because I feel like a lot of the time we tend to be semi-disorganized. I mean, there's a few gems like you who are naturally organized, right? But then a lot of us are, you know, ADHD or, you know, creative type only. And, you know, there's a reason why we're running our own businesses rather than working in the corporate world, right? Because we weren't made for that. I could go on and on and on about ADHD brain. So anyways, this planner is, yes, for photographers, but also for just general people who are creative type brains. And it literally teaches you how to plan. Like, it's one, it comes with a course. I have like a mini course that's coming with it, so I can take this 20-minute podcast episode and turn it into a 5-hour course because there's so much that goes into it. So anyways, that's what's special about it, is that it teaches you to plan. And I created it for myself, who is someone who does deal with disorganization and ADHD and stuff like that. So I created it for myself, knowing that other people's brains probably work like mine do, and so that they were going to resonate with it.
I love it. Okay. So if you open it up and you're looking at a week, you know, the days, the weekly view, what are some of the cool features that we'll find in there? Every planner is different, and I'm a planner junkie. If anybody else out there like collects planners, hi, you're not alone. So that's why I'm like, tell us the good stuff, Brittany. And I know people can go see this for themselves visually, but it's always fun to just kind of hear what's inside too. So
I'm a big fan of the vertical layout. I don't like horizontal layouts that much. So if you're a planner nerd, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about like the columns going up and down. It's kind of a merge between a dashboard view and a vertical view. I like time blocking, but I don't time block every week. And, you know, that's another thing that we could get into. So I have lots of space for lists. So I have a whole, I'm going to show you, Brooke. I know.
Yeah.
You know, no one else can see this, but you can. So there's a space for lists right here, because like I said, if you don't write something down, you're probably going to forget it. So that's my whole space for lists right here. And then I have the top three priorities, which I think is, I love. Okay.
Yes.
Sometimes we try to do too much in a day, yep. Right? It's like, and then you feel like a failure because you didn't get it all done. So I'm like, these are the top three things. Usually it's going to be one for work, one for home, and then one for whatever else I need to do, right? And then lots of more list space for all the things that you got to do during the day. Appointments. I'm a hybrid user. I actually use my phone. So I have a whole phone on my calendar, and then I also transfer it over weekly to my planner because I like to be able to like detail it out, and I don't like my phone planner getting too, or my phone calendar getting too like junky. So that's why I like having the both method hybrid, if you would.
I love that. I'm the exact same way. I'm Google Calendar all day long for the digital stuff. And then I also transfer everything over into a paper planner. And I've been really on and off of a paper planner for probably the last year. I actually ended up going like way more digital. But now I'm starting to see the difference in having that hybrid method. There's just something about, there's power in writing stuff out, physically writing stuff out. And so I'm so excited for your planner to get here. I saw how much space there was. And I love that, again, like you were showing the to-do list along the side. It's so easy for me to go in there and literally jot down brain dump. Guys, if y'all are not doing a brain dump, y'all should just start with that because they're awesome. And then what I like to do is I go through, you can either cross it out with your pen, or I like to take highlighters and I like to highlight them so I can still see what it said. And then at the end of the week, you're like, look how much I got done, which is really, really cool. So, and then the top three, this is huge, you guys, huge. And I do this for, I have a top three in business actually almost every day. And we have a top three for the week. You know, if only these three things got done, it was a success. Nobody is waiting on me for anything. It's just, here's our top three to move the business forward. Sometimes that's, you know, responding to a client, delivering a gallery, completely editing one gallery, whatever that is. So those are just examples, you know, for photographers, how to have a top three in business. But okay, so tell us all the goods. Where can people go look at the planner, order the planner for themselves?
So it is on my website. So I have a walkthrough video because I know you got to look at it, right? You can't go to the store and hold this in your hand. So I have a walkthrough video of the planner. I think you can find it on brittanyrenee.com/planner-collection. I guess you'll link that in the show notes because my name is spelled a little bit weird.
Yes, I will.
So you'll go there and then you can watch the video to see the walkthrough. You can check out, I have two different covers and then I also have a digital version. So if you're not a paper planner kind of person, the digital version would be for you. And then I also have a bundle if you want both, because I like having both. Like we said, we're hybrid people. So yeah, that's brittanyrenee.com/planner-collection. And Brooke, I have a special discount code for your people. It's Brooke15.
Yay! So
15% off their planners.
Yeah, now you'll have no excuse. Go treat yourself with a planner. Go save yourself 15%. And, you know, if you've never utilized a planner, so for all my non-naturally organized people, I really recommend that you guys start this process, especially for the 2024 year. Go get it and start learning, especially if you guys are finding yourselves in a little bit of a slower season. Again, it's okay to have a slow season. It's not okay to have a dead season. Go back a couple episodes and you'll see what I'm talking about. But this is the perfect, perfect opportunity for you guys to create these routines in your home and start creating new habits. Make this a habit. Put this somewhere where you're going to see it every day. Don't buy it and then go put it in your office or go put it on your bookshelf because you'll never pick it up again. I had to start by putting it on top of my laptop for days and days and days because before I could open the laptop, I had to remove the planner and be like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be using that thing. So that's a Brooke productivity tip right there for you if you're not used to this. But yeah, okay, Brittany, do you want to leave us with any one golden nugget you can think of when it comes to either the planner or the productivity or just anything that you can think of because you are the go-to now for productivity and planning?
Thanks to you. I think the one thing that I want you to be left with is if you're feeling overwhelmed, either you're too busy or you're overwhelmed by the fact that you're not busy enough and you feel like there's so much that you have to do and you just don't know how to find that quote balance. We can go on the whole thing about what balance is and if it's real or not. I believe that it is real in a way, but it's that these routines and time blocking will save you and it will create more time in your life than you ever knew was possible. Right now, while we're recording this episode, we're in the middle of busy season. Brooke, I've been doing home projects and that was never something I would have been able to do before. So I'm freeing up time in my life by creating routines. I'm clearing up time in my life so I can do stuff that I want to do with my family and for myself. And if, you know, you want to have a life that's not overwhelming, then routines and time blocking and this planner is what you need.
This was so good. So good. Well, I hope that those of you listening are getting a dose of, okay, I need this. It's time to get reorganized. It's time to get refocused. Every single one of you have a 2024 goal that you want to hit in your business. And I will be the first to tell you that unless you are strategically planning for it, that includes time, that includes, you know, your marketing and all the things, right? All the things that we talk about here, you need a planner. Oh my gosh.
Goal setting section.
Okay, sorry. I know y'all can't see this. He was like, oh, speaking of goals, I have a goals for the year page inside of the planner. Okay, do you want to give us like a 1 minute spiel on that? Because I love it.
Sure. Sorry, we were about to wrap up and then I was like, but wait, there's okay. More.
There's like more.
So no, yeah, I think there's 8 sections for goal setting in there because I like a well-balanced life. You have your spiritual goals, you have your business goals, you have your social, your family, your financial, and your hobbies goals. So there is a spot for each of your goals, you know, each of your categories of your goals here. And one, you write down what your goal, you write down what your action steps. I like SMART goals. Brooke, I know you know what SMART goals are.
Yes.
Set measurable, attainable, time-sensitive goals. So you have to have action steps within your goals, right? So you can't just say, I want to make $100,000 next year. that will never happen. You have to say how, like step-by-step, what you're going to do. And then also measurements to track said goals. So like, how will I know that I've achieved that goal? Ooh, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So another reason to go get this planner in your hands. I'm so excited. Mine will be in the mailbox soon. And then I can get all my stories and show all of you what it looks like and how I'm going to implement it as well. But okay. Again, code is Brooke15. So Brooke15, save yourself 15% off. And it's BrittanyRenee.com/planner-collection. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Look at us. Okay, cool. All right, Brittany, last thing, tell us your Instagram handle because I want people, yes, I want them to run and get the planner, but I want them to also either show you a screenshot of, hey, I just ordered your planner, or I want them to come and say, hey, I'm one of those not naturally organized people. And this episode was so, so helpful. So you guys run and tell her all those things, DM her. And what is your Instagram handle?
It is BrittanyRenee_co, C-O.
Perfect. And her name, you guys, Brittany, real fancy, BrittanyNie. Okay, perfect. All right, Brittany, thank you so much for our conversation. So fun. This is like the perfect time to lay this episode on everyone. Fresh new year, fresh new goals. So let's get to it.
January is my favorite month.
Yes, I love it. All right. Thanks so much.